Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. When I was a young kid, I remember, probably 5, 6, 7 years old, introduced to NASA by a schoolmate, classmate, who actually did a report on spaceflight. And in particular, he was doing a discussion of the Gemini series of spacecraft. And I got hooked. I have to say, I really, really got into it. I remember spending a lot of time with my dad, who was a huge fan of NASA. Dad worked with NASA professionally. He actually was a coordinator for one of the NASA education regions, where they would disseminate information, but also would collect experiments and ideas from students and professors and teachers and so on. And Dad was, I think it was Region 6, which covered most of Indiana. He was the coordinator. So, he loved NASA. He and I would spend a lot of time talking about, the joys of spaceflight and the wonder and amazing reality that NASA was bringing to us as we kind of went forward. One of the things that, excites me is this concept of a trip to Mars. What does that look like? What does that mean? I remember as a school teacher, many years ago, it was my first professional job. I actually used to talk to the kids about, what would you take? What if you could take anything? What would you take with you for a 3-year trip? Or not quite 3 years. It's closer to two, depending upon what's going on Mars, what's going on Earth, the orbitational road, issues that may or may not occur. But it's about a 6 to 8 month journey to get there, and a 6 to 8 month journey back. You're looking legitimately at somewhere around 2 years, maybe three at the most, where you're gone. And what would you take? And I used to ask my students that, and I got some great, great answers. Obviously they were second graders and fourth graders when I was teaching, so those are the two grades I. Kind of their mental state was they would think about, kind of the emotional connection stuff that they would need, teddy bears and their dog and things like that. And that's good, right? That's a very solid framework to start from, because you want to be emotionally stable when you head off to space, when you head off to Mars on a long trip. But the other side of it is they would also think about, what are the other things that we would need, right? Food obviously was a big thing. You don't want to have this massive spaceship that's basically just a huge freezer with, frozen food that you basically eat the same thing over and over and over and over again, because you're going to get bored, right? You're going to get tired of it. Space is monotonous. You can't go outside. To interact with the outdoor world. But that's neither here nor there. As we kind of head down the path of thinking about what's next in Mars, though, I do want to kind of say one thing. As we learn history, we're always told of the joy that was experienced in Europe when Columbus discovered the New World. What I wish we spent more time on is the horrific sadness and disease that happened on the America's side of that equation, where the first people were decimated by smallpox and other diseases that are pretty horrific, all told. And really that lack of acknowledging that the culture that just, we just need to pay attention to that. And that's one of the things that I kind of want to hope that humans are going to do. One of the things that I hope we're going to kind of state as our goal is, yes, we want to go to Mars, but we're not going to go to Mars if our going to Mars will disrupt a life that already exists there. If there's life on Mars, I think we have to say, okay, Mars is not on the agenda for humans, and go find another planet that is on the agenda for humans. Hopefully that we learn from the history of colonization in the world we're on now that, you know, you got to be careful because you bring things with you that may or may not kill you. Of course, the opposite is true. Life form on Mars, if we discover it, and there is one, might have diseases that we don't have. But anyway, I digress. This is my podcast, and thank you for listening. I am heavily engaged in the concept of, if we go to Mars, what are we going to